presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, courageous visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth resolved to dedicate himself to the fight for truth and justice. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Superman, he was hurtling through the storm-swept night after rescuing Lois Lane from a watery grave. Under the impression that editor Barry White had drowned when the seaplane they were flying sank, Superman hurried to the mainland with Lois' unconscious form in his arms. But miraculously, Editor White managed to fight his way through the stormy sea to the tiny island where Hans Holbein had stored more than a ton of a new dangerous explosive. Learning the editor's identity, Holbein ordered Joe, his helper, to tie him up. Then, turning on Joe, Holbein bound his wrists and ankles, set a time clock to blow the island up in 10 minutes, and left in his private plane, safe in the thought that all the evidence against him would soon be underwater. 60 seconds have passed. On the floor of the island shack, Editor White is still unconscious from exhaustion, and Joe struggles to free himself from his bond while the time clock ticks on. Listen.
No. No. It's no use. The more I move around, the tighter the rope gets. Only that clock would stop ticking. I knew Holbein would double-cross me. I knew it. Now I haven't got a chance. A chance in the world. I don't know, though. Maybe if that guy White come, too, we could help each other. White! White! Wake up! Wake up, White! His lips are moving. White, wake up!
Where am I?
Don't talk. Don't talk. Just listen to me. You're on an island. Kent Holbein's island. He's got high explosives buried all over it. And in 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, the island's going to blow up. Listen. You hear that clock?
Yes. Yes, I hear it.
That's a time clock. Holbein set it before he left. Figured on getting rid of both of us. But we can fool him now. Look. Look, I'm backing up against you. Now, you try and loosen the rope around my wrist. Go on, go on, try.
I can't. My fingers are numb. I can't move them.
Can't you do something?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, then. I'll work the other way. I'll loosen your ropes. Quick, there ain't much time. Now, hold still. Hold still. Ooh. No, move over there. No, they're tight. I tied you up, and I did it to hold. No, it's no use. I can't budge them. We're goners.
Maybe help will come before the island blows up.
No, help ain't coming tonight. And when it does come, we'll be down with the fishers, you and me. I knew Holbein would double-cross me. I knew it.
How do you happen to be here?
I work for Holbein. My name's Joe. He paid me good money to do his dirty jobs. I should have known he'd cross me up with them dolls.
Where did Holbein ship the dolls, Joe?
Right to this island. There's a ton of that explosive stuff in the storage house. The way he told it, he was going to get to run the world. 1 pound of the stuff, he said, blow up a city. And there's 100 pounds buried on this island waiting to go off. Oh, if that clock had only stopped ticking. It's driving me nuts.
Joe, what does Holbein do with Miss Lane, a newspaper reporter?
We brought her here. And we set her loose in a rowboat without any oars. I wish I'd done it to him, the rat.
That was the rowboat we saw, Kent and I. It had Lois in it.
What? What's that, what?
Oh, nothing, Joe, nothing. How long has it been since Holbein set the time clock, Joe?
I don't know. It seems like an hour.
5 minutes, do you think?
Yeah, I guess so. What's the use of figuring? I guess all we got to do is to lay here and wait. Yeah. All we got to do is lay here and wait.
And as the precious seconds slip by on the little island 50 miles out to sea, Clark Kent leaves the hospital where he has taken Lois. Stepping into a shadowed doorway, he drops the meek, mild-mannered demeanor of the reporter and becomes Superman, strong and determined.
Listen, Lois at death's door. Mr. White missing, lost in the ocean. I certainly have made a mess of this. There's one thing I will do. Catch Holbein and make him pay for everything that's happened. Now that I'm alone, I don't need a plane. I can find that island by myself. Storm's over, and the night's clear. Holbein, you'll be sorry you ever started with me. Because if there's one man on Earth I despise, that man is you. Up, up, and away! What's that up ahead in the sky? Looks like the wing lights of a plane. That's what it is. A plane coming from the direction of Holbein's Island. I'll get above it. For all I know, it may be Holbein himself. Up, up! Great Scott, it is Holbein's plane. I remember the number on it. This is the first lucky break I've had. I'll follow him back to the airport and corner him alone. He's circling, getting ready to land. All right, Holbein, I'll land too. And I'll be waiting for you on the road when you drive from the airport.
Planting himself in the middle of the only road leading from the Sudbury Airport, Superman waits for Hans Holbein's car to come along. His keen hearing detects an approaching motor, and he stands at rigid attention, every rippling muscle tense.
Here he comes, traveling fast. And if he doesn't stop, I'll stop him. Ah, he's seen me, and he's stopping.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Is your name Hans Holbein?
Yes, what of it?
I want to talk to you. Get out of that car.
Say, who do you think you are? Beat it.
Oh, so that's the way you want to play, Holbein, eh? All right. Your car is fast, but Superman is faster. Here I come after you. Didn't expect to see me again, did you, Holbein?
Hey, let go! I'll crash!
No, you won't crash, Holbein, but the car will. Out you come!
Ah, help!
There we are, Holbein. Safe and sound on the road. Now, maybe you're in a better humor to talk.
What do you want? Who are you?
Never mind that. I'll ask the questions. You were responsible for the death of 13 people when your doll factory exploded, weren't you?
No. It was an accident.
Maybe the explosion was an accident, but packing the stuff that caused the explosion inside your dolls was no accident.
How do you know that?
I know everything, Holbein. I know that you sent a helpless girl out in a rowboat during the height of a storm. I know that you tried to take the life of that same girl, Lois Lane, by placing her under a condemned wall at your factory. I know this much, Holbein. I have enough evidence against you to send you to the electric chair.
No. You can't prove anything.
I can prove everything. But there's still one little matter that needs clearing up. Where are the deadly dolls you made in your factory? Where have you taken them?
I won't answer. I don't have to answer.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, maybe this will loosen your tongue.
Oh, help. You're breaking my arm.
I won't stop at your arms. Where are the dolls?
Oh, you're killing me.
Then talk. Where are they?
On the island.
That's better. Just as I figured. That cooks your goose, Holbein. When the police search that island and find all that explosive on it, you're finished.
But they won't find it. They won't find anything.
What?
They won't even find the island.
What do you mean?
In 2 minutes, the island will be gone. Together with whoever's on it.
Who is on it?
Joe. And their editor, White.
Perry White? Alive? Holbein, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. It's the truth. But there's nothing you can do about it. I was smart. I fixed it so the island would explode and sink into the sea. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, isn't there? We'll see about that. 2 minutes, you say. All right, Holbein, you're going for a fast ride.
No. Let me down. Now you'll kill me.
Up. Up. And away.
With speed almost matching that of light, Superman streaks for the doomed island, clutching the terrified figure of Hans Holbein under his arm. Out into the night, across the now placid waters, he wings like an arrow to the tiny spot of land in the far-flung immensity of the sea, racing against time, racing against death, finally dropping down and landing on the sandy shore near the shack.
Holbein's fainted. Well, small wonder. I'll leave him here on the sand. Mr. White must be in that shack up ahead. There's a light burning. Mr. White! What's that? Explosions. The island's rocking. Breaking apart. Am I too late? No, it can't be. Look, the shack is collapsing. The roof's falling in. He'll be killed unless I get to him quickly. Come on. I have to pull the shack apart. Keep the timbers off him. Ah. That does it. Now, where is he? Mr. White! Mr. White! Here he is. Struck by a falling beam. Unconscious. There isn't much time. Seconds. The island's sinking. Up with him. Up! And out! And away!
Following day, in the editorial offices of the Daily Planet, we find Clark Kent entering the office of Perry White.
Oh, it's you, Kent. Come in. Close the door. How's Lois?
He's fine, Mr. White. Rallied beautifully.
Oh, I'm glad of that. Oh, by the way, I just got the Coast Guard report on that island.
Oh?
It disappeared under the sea just as Holbein said it would.
That's amazing.
And Holbein and Joe disappeared with it. You know, I still don't understand how you got me out of that shack.
I told you, I hired a boat, went over to the island, and got you on board a minute before the explosion started.
It's a miracle, Kent. Just a miracle. You know, I think you deserve a vacation.
Not just now, Mr. White. I want to hang around and see how Lois gets along. I'm going back to the hospital now.
Oh, so that's how it is, eh? Well, good luck, son.
Thanks, Mr. White.
For the moment, all is well with Lois Lane, Editor White, and Superman. But unknown to any of them, a new adventure, more dangerous perhaps than any they have taken part in before, is slowly brewing. Don't forget to tune in next time for the beginning of the new story. Tune in and follow the thrilling adventures of Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.